Cape Talk.
WhatsApp Pippa now on 072-567-1567.
I just want to quickly take a minute or two to celebrate something that happened yesterday. It was a big day at UWC, the University of the Western Cape, as the institution held its graduation ceremonies yesterday. Something like 600 people being capped with various degrees and diplomas, among them 44 PhDs. And among that elite group, a husband and wife team who, in a first for the institution, both received their doctorates on the same day. It's quite a lovely story. The story of Gerard Phillies and his wife Silnita to Swartz Phillies from Kells River. They're both originally qualified as occupational therapists, but have gone on to study further in connected fields. And I'm delighted to welcome Dr. Gerard Phillies on the line. How does it feel to hear those words, Dr. Phillies? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Papa. Thank you for inviting me. I was wondering if you're talking about the same person. It sounds like someone else that you're talking about.
You're pinching yourself, I know, after 20 years of hard slog. You and your wife actually met at UWC in your undergraduate years, I understand.
That's correct. We started out in the occupational therapy department, and that's where we met. And that's where the love began to blossom.
Not just the love for one another, but the love for your work and the love for studying, because you both went on to complete extensive additional research and to obtain extensive additional qualifications. Your wife's PhD that she received is in educational psychology. I believe she's gone on to focus on the special school system in the Western Cape. Yours is a PhD in interprofessional education. Can you explain a little bit for us what that's all about?
Okay. Papa, interprofessional education is a buzzword in higher education. It's an emerging field. And basically, you know, our healthcare system calls for a collaborative approach to healthcare. So it's saying that, you know, no longer can one profession solve all the issues that we have in society. Mm-hmm. But we need to collaborate. We need to work together in teams. And so my study was around developing a model that our faculty can use to produce a graduate that can work interprofessionally and that can work together in teams to tackle issues in society like, you know, HIV, AIDS, poverty, malnutrition, things like that.
Fantastic approach. Gerard, now let's talk about what it took to get you here, because you've been married for 20 years. You've got two children, one of whom is writing matric this year. You've both had to put in a lot of hard graft for your own academic careers. That can't have been an easy juggling act. How did you pull it off?
Sure, Papa. You know, my wife, she loves reading and writing. So for her, and she works as an occupational therapist at Athlone School for the Blind. So it's not something that she needed to do, but she did it because she wanted to challenge herself. And me being in an academic environment, I had to do it for academic growth and development. So we started out at different times. She completed her master's before me, so she started the PhD journey before me. But along the way, you know, and that's the nature of our relationship, always doing things together, where the one goes, the other one is. And so it was with a PhD as well. We supported each other. We sat around the same table. We could discuss things. And, you know, occasionally when you get so immersed in it, you forget something simple like, you know, how to do a proper reference. And then I could just ask her, you know, how do you reference a journal again? Or if I wrote something, or she wrote something, we could check with each other and say, how does this sound? Or how does one structure it? And that's how we supported each other. And often when we wrote, we didn't neglect the kids because they sat close to us and we would check on them and they would ask us questions if they got stuck. And that's just, we are a very close-knit family and we could offer each other support throughout.
You must be a huge inspiration to your kids, particularly your son, who, as I mentioned, is about to start writing prelim exams. I mean, he must be feeling quite inspired to knuckle down and hit the books himself, or at least I hope he is.
Yes, he's quite serious, and he's sitting down studying every day. So I think, you know, we set a good example, because it's not that we're lounging around. We were always busy, always reading, and I think he could also draw on us for projects and research that he needed to do. So definitely, I think we do inspire them.
Well, all we can say is to add to a long list of people already congratulating you on your achievement. Dr. Gerard Phillies, congratulations to you. And please pass on our well wishes to Dr. Silnita Swartz Phillies on her achievement as well. And thank you so much for chatting to me today.
Thanks so much, Papa. Please enjoy your day further.
You too, Dr. Phillies, one of a husband and wife team, both graduating with their doctorates at UWC yesterday. What an inspiring story.